Thanks very much, and thank you to Christine for making pretty much all the points that that I was going to make, but in a much more sensible and understandable and professional way. So we were joking at the table before that that I'll just do the rant at the end. So here comes the rant. I have no PowerPoint. I was asked to, I guess, address the question, does corporate social responsibility matter? And to be, you know, not too sort of annoying about it, it really does depend on how you define all the parts of that question. It's my view that there's still, unfortunately, and probably somewhat unnecessarily, a bit too much confusion around what CSR means. So I'm just going to give you my sort of totally personal view on this. I think we're talking about corporate social responsibility. So we're not talking about personal responsibility or moral responsibility in a sort of right and wrong sense. Companies are not people, and Christine has touched on this, I think, very eloquently in the comments she's made, and we're not charities either. We have a different job in society, a very important one. We have different capacities, and that includes both in a legal sense and also in an economic sense. And I think that charities and some of our charitable partners that are in the room would be appalled to think that in addition to the 40,000 registered charities that already exist in Australia, they now have to start competing with corporates in their space. And I really do think that this is something that corporates as a group have got a responsibility and an opportunity to advocate better on. I think that we need to be clear on this. I think we need to resist the sort of insinuation somehow in a lot of the commentary around CSR that we should pretend to be other than we are and that we have something innately to apologise for. It's just silly, and I don't think that it helps. So that's something that I don't think is part of CSR, pretending to be what we're not. What is it? Well, I mean, our shareholders expect a return on their investment, and that's entirely appropriate. But I also think, by and large, that they expect a return that is to be enjoyed over the long term. So I don't really think that there are many people left in the world, hopefully, among our share register anyhow, who are after 6 months in the sunshine followed by an eternity of sort of, you know, share price hemorrhaging and ethical disasters and, you know, sort of burning buildings. I don't think that shareholders want that. And, of course, neither do the companies themselves. And so here comes the word sustainable. We need to be doing what we can as good business managers to ensure that we stay in business not only today but obviously in 20 years' time or 50 years' time and so on. So that's the sort of angle into this, and that tallies, I think, quite neatly with what Christine was describing in her experience at Newmont. And finally, social to me, and maybe this is the biggest area of confusion, social to me really connotes external and implies quite rightly that there are key groups that are external to the company that make a material impact on our future potential, on our operating environment, on our ability to continue to operate, and that we need to be listening to them, speaking with them, engaged in an open dialogue with them in order to gather the insights that will help us to amend the way that we do business and thus, you know, stay in business. So social is not about socialising. It's not about making random friends for the company. It's not about being liked. It's not about being socialist. It's not about being good or nice. And just to be really clear, and maybe this is something that this is a bit of a bugbear for me, while we might, through CSR activities, go outside the company to gather those insights, what we do with them is all about the inside of the company. It's all about business practices. So we use those insights and apply them to driving improvements in the way we do business. And I'm thinking about really quite sort of prosaic and mundane things, you know, recruitment policies, ethical procurement practices, behaviour in the marketplace. I mean, they're quite sort of, you know, transactional things, but that's really where I believe the rubber hits the road, and that's where you've got the potential for disjuncture between what you say and what you do that gives you those ethical crises and that gives you that sort of, you know, that cycle of unsustainable and risky behaviour. And I guess the thing is that internal practices, as opposed to external, you know, brochures and events and handing over checks, they're not largely suitable for PR. They're not particularly sexy. A lot of them are actually very hard work. You know, you're talking about sort of trench warfare, culture change stuff, and it really is progress by inches. It requires a long-term view, and for that reason, I think that, you know, maybe in some of the debate we tend to gravitate towards this idea that it's about functions and PR things and stuff you can stick on your website more than it is about internal changes. And I believe, like Christine, we're chatting over lunch, that strategy-free external engagement, so, you know, buying a table at every political fundraiser on the calendar or giving out checks to the chairman's wife's favourite charities, really is false and meaningless CSR activity. So if that's the sort of activity or program that we're talking about, then it doesn't matter. It's a complete waste of time and it might even border on being unethical. So if I can put all the bits of the phrase together, I guess, I would define the sort of CSR that does matter as those cases where companies are pursuing a dialogue with those non-market stakeholders who shape their operating environment in order to assist those companies in improving the way they do business and thus to protect the company over the long term. And I think I could play around with the formulation of words all day, but that's really the guts of what I think personally and what we at Foster's believe constitutes a sensible and coherent business case for a company to be involved in CSR. And if that's what we mean by CSR, then there can be no argument that it's valuable. Of course it is. And although I think I've implicitly answered the question about to whom CSR should be important, who we're judging this, making this judgment from the perspective of, I just want to elaborate a little bit. I think that actually that the general level of public concern about corporate behaviour and by extension the commitment to CSR is probably actually a little undercooked and I think a little bit overstated. I've noticed, and it's not something that cheers me, that there seems to be a disconnect between what people report as when they're being members of society filling out a questionnaire on CSR or corporates and how they behave as shareholders. And I think that we still have a way to go. I mean, in my 3 years at Foster's, I'm only aware of one single question from a shareholder, and that was an institution around our sustainability profile, what we were doing with our non-market stakeholders to protect our business. And when I said that, I quoted that to a conference of superannuation fund managers a couple of weeks ago, nobody was surprised. So I still think that we've got a way to go, and you can point to indicators that show that that is changing, the rise of the ethical investment funds, etc., clearly, and there's a path. But we are a long way off the point, I believe, where, you know, buy-side demand is going to drive CSR in companies. I think that's still a long way away. So that's actually an opportunity. I mean, it's sort of not great in a way, but it's also an opportunity. That gives us a bit of breathing space, I think, as companies to just get out of the fog of the hype, sit down in a sort of sensible way, focus very squarely on sort of re-establishing the parameters of what this means to us as companies and putting in place, value-driven, business-based CSR activities that do make sense and that do generate returns for shareholders and that are actually, sensible and sustainable, thereby sustainable. Because anything that doesn't make sense and deliver a return ultimately is going to be a fad. So, this is CSR, as I say, that it itself will be sustainable and that goes to the very heart of every business's core business, which is the business, I guess, itself. And that's probably the total of my wisdom on this subject. So thank you very much for your attention.